The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 12th day of December, 2016. And Al Whitney, I see what you mean about that clip.
Yes.
Now, I let it run because that was 23 years ago. He was talking about Ronald Reagan coming in and tax cuts.
Yep.
And he didn't know if he could vote for anything because nobody pays attention. Even the bills that they pass up there, it doesn't matter anymore. If we have Nancy Pelosi coming out and telling people, well, you know, we've got the bill here for the Affordable Care Act, and, well, you'll have to wait until we pass it to read what's in it. These people, they're out of control. They have flipped this form of government. They have gotten us into $152 trillion in debt. This is government figures, not mine. Government figures itself from the Federal Reserve. Guys, something's got to pop here. And unless Donald J. Trump goes down as one of the freedom fighters and the best president this country ever had, we're in a world of crap.
And, you know, John, I was looking at the Senate report 93549 that I mentioned last time.
Yes.
And listening to Ahmed Bundy and what they were doing to him and others. That report was put together by a special committee, included the executive branch, expert constitutional authorities, as well as former high officials in the government. They put this thing together in 1973 and released it. And on page 2, they admitted, under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways, control the lives of all American citizens. That is from that special report that the Senate did in 1973, and they were describing the state of national emergency. And currently, we are in a state of national emergency. The emergency that they are justifying continuing this status is the war on terror.
And what happened else in 1973, Ron McDonald? It was Tricky Dick. Yeah, he really was a criminal. He made a move against the American people and the future security of this country by closing the gold window.
Yes.
So this all dovetails, just not kind of, sort of, folks. It is perfectly timed out. Abuse after abuse. They're giving themselves power. They run the country into ground, declare it bankrupt, and then go out and do whatever the hell they want to do.
I want to properly quote that Senate document 43, Senate Resolution 62. So if any listeners want to check it out themselves, they can find it for themselves. And it, I quote, "The ultimate ownership of all property in the state, state meaning both state and federal, individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government, example, law, amounting to mere user, and the use must be in accordance with the law and subordinate to the necessities of the state." That's where we are. They own it all, basically.
And isn't that why when we get a mortgage, Ron, it says that we're a tenant?
That's right.
Yes, tenants in common. And once you believe you paid the entire amount, you never see the note. The note you signed. That's now, used. That's continuously used as cash.
Well, and it's, isn't it also that used against the $152 trillion debt because they have taken everything and pledged that against the debt?
Yeah. And to go along, there's a copy of a birth certificate in the book I wrote, and right on there it says Department of Commerce on there. And note, and your child's name is on there, or your name's on there. So they're using us, as you said earlier, Al, we are basically controlled by the federal government, every aspect of us.
We've been hypothecated, right?
Leaned, yes.
Leaned. Al, you've also sent me over a three-minute explanation of what a real guy that understands Constitution, Jonathan Emwards.
Yes.
This is what he had to say. Mike, open up my pot there, please.
Jonathan, what else are you looking at these days?
Well, I'm deeply concerned, as I explained in my book, The Rise of Tyranny, I'm deeply concerned with the growth of the administrative state. You know, George, 9/10 of all federal law are now no longer the product of the people we elect to office, but rather they're the product of over 250 independent regulatory agencies that truly run this country. We're ruled by a bureaucratic oligarchy. We no longer have a republic in this country. And it's a horror because it's really a manifest example of tyranny. In a nation that's constitution is a constitution of liberty, where governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, we now have that turned on its head, and we live very much like we did under the reign of George III. We are deprived of liberty by bureaucratic agencies that exercise legislative, executive, and judicial power combined, which James Madison said was the very definition of tyranny. So apparently we have Madison's definition of tyranny and indeed Montesquieu's definition of tyranny working in this country, and it's one of the reasons why we're so frustrated by government, why it seems nothing ever changes and everything seems to get worse. And presently, I'm fighting the Federal Trade Commission in a number of cases, and I'm really appalled by the fact that honest people who work hard for a living, who come up with inventions that transform society, can be brought down financially and their businesses ruined and their employees rendered unemployed by a bureaucratic agency that goes wild over the meaning of a sentence. And not only that, over implied meanings that don't even exist in any advertising or promotion that they do. It's government run riot. It's bureaucracy without accountability. It's the rule of law being transgressed by agencies that can rewrite every sentence that is adopted in a statute by the people's elected representatives. It is often the case, not seldom, but often the case, that laws intended to mean one thing when passed by Congress are reinterpreted to mean the opposite by the regulatory agencies. And they're the ones that implement the laws. So we are in trouble, George, in this country.
We sure are.
And we really need to restore the republic before we lose it. You know, the famous line from Benjamin Franklin when he left the Constitutional Convention, he was asked by a passerby, what have we got? Dr. Franklin, and he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, we've lost it, George. We have elements of it, but principally, it's no longer here. The republic given to us, which was the greatest thing in the history of the world, the first instance of a written constitution that was for liberty, for individual liberty, a government instituted among men to protect their rights, unique and extraordinary event, has been sapped away, principally from the 1930s to the present, until now we have a rule of law dictated by people we don't elect, who impose upon us restrictions on our liberty, on our businesses, without ever having to account for what they do.
Folks, we've got several boxes. Soap box, ballot box, jury box, cartridge box. That soap box that we use, well, that's been designated now for free speech zones. Or if you want to demonstrate, you have to get a permit. The ballot box, well, you can cast your vote, but you're casting the vote in the United States corporate government. If you voted for Donald Trump, you voted the CEO of the United States Corporation of America. The jury box, that's out the window, because when it deals with federal law, it goes into federal courts in front of a federal judge. Now, I'll again say what John F. Kennedy said, that those that prevent peaceful demonstration will inevitably have violent revolution. The only thing that we're going to have left, if we do not have men of courage in this country step forward to restore that Constitution, I don't know about you folks out there. I cannot speak for you. I can only speak for myself. But I do not want to live in a land that I was born in, where I've been reduced to a serf, I've been reduced to a pledge against its massive debt, that I have no more rights than what they want to give me if I behave myself. Those are not rights. Those are granted to us as privilege. And the government did not create you, the flesh and blood, the living human being. We created that government that has gone afoul, that has literally bankrupted and destroyed this country. You want to know why Donald Trump, even the uninitiated, people that don't know one iota of what we have just talked about in the last hour and 15 minutes, they even feel it. They don't know why it's happened. They just know that it's not real good in this country. Yeah, we got to make America great again. Well, here's the suggestion. Get out the damned rule book. You start playing patty cake with these agencies. By the way, Al, did you catch him? He said 225.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 450 different agencies directly under the control of the executive of our government. And every last one of these agencies is what, Al? It's not constitutional. What the hell is it?
It's a corporation. It's a franchisee of the federal corporation.
You think Donald Trump is going to make any inroads with freeing the people in this country? We're going to put a few more dollars in their pocket. You know, a few more illegals may not come here. You know, I mean, folks, this in light of what we're covering right here, that stuff pales by comparison. That's lower down on the list. The one thing that we need in this country to build any, or rebuild, I should say, an economy would be an honest money system, or at the very least, a money system that is non-interest bearing. Without that, without a foundation of which to build, you're going to be a little psychotic trying to build sandcastles in the air.
Well, John, I wonder how many people are aware that in 1920, Congress gave the U.S. Treasury to the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. So a lot of us believe it would go a long way for the national corporation to take the money system out of the hands of this private cartel, cabal, called the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund. And I believe that's what Kennedy wanted to do, and put it back under the control, restore the Treasury to the proper position. I don't know. What do you think, Ron?
No, I agree with you. You know, one of the a side point here is what really bugs me about the American people. I'm sure every one of them, or most of them, know about inalienable rights. And they also know about civil rights, and there's no comparison. Inalienable rights falls under that 10th Amendment of the Constitution, where it's reserved to the states. All powers are reserved to the states and to the people, if not delegated to the United States. Well, this precedes the Constitution itself, where all your rights are, came before. And yet, people are claiming their civil rights. They're just totally ignorant of where their rights are pronounced in. And that 10th Amendment is the only thing one should defend with.
Well,
or to get off on us.
It's been suspended. The Constitution's suspended. We're in the state of national emergency.
Yes, but the 10th Amendment hasn't, because that precedes the Constitution itself. That's the only difference. But see, everyone's claiming to be that 14th Amendment citizen. Well, you can't question the debt. The Congress can make any debt that they wish, and you have to pay for it without question.
The other thing they did, Ron, and you're probably aware of that, and it was included in this report, they made to justify their confiscating the people's gold, okay? They made the people the enemy of the state. In other words, yes. They brought in the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, and they included in the definition of enemy U.S. citizens. So, unfortunately, we are still, during a national emergency, considered enemies of the state.
As long as there is no gold in the treasury of the United States to back every damn, pardon my language, dollar in this country, we are in a state of emergency.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
You know, people don't even know what triggers depression. We had a stock market crash back in October of 1929. Well, how in the hell did that one come about? There was a guy by the name of Montague Norman. He was the head of the Bank of England during the first years of the Federal Reserve. And what this guy did, he traveled frequently to the U.S. to meet in secret with Benjamin Strong. At the time, Benjamin Strong was the head of the Federal Reserve. Strong agreed to use the Federal Reserve System to unofficially help Great Britain meet its financial obligations, and billions of dollars subsequently flowed from the U.S. It was that outflow that set the stage for America's greatest depression of the 1930s. And, by the way, William Wentworth met with Norman aboard a ship in 1929, and Norman told him in confidence that there soon was going to be a shakeout of the U.S. financial markets. The stock market crashed just a few months later. I don't think people have the faintest idea of the control that these middlemen, these fiat money bastards, exactly what power they wield and what they have done to this country. And 152 trillion dollars.
Well, you know, the crash was actually planned. I mean, it's the first time in the country's history that a mass of the population had invested in the stock market. Well, that's your manufacturers and, you know, anything that can be produced went on the stock exchange. And then when more than 50% of the population was invested in that, the bankers turned off the credit system. So what does that do to everything? Businesses could not borrow a dime, and of course we're in for a collapse, and guess who makes out on all the property and everything else, including bank accounts and that. That's there. It's the bankers' way of fleecing the people.
Well, and the name of the game is bailout. You know, this has happened when, in 2008, when we had the mortgage-backed security snafu, that, well, the SEC had turned a blind eye, and we had done away with any restrictions of keeping banks from becoming, well, taking a commercial bank and making an investor bank. Well, they just went hog wild out there. What was the one thing that was in abundance? Real estate. Okay, so let's cook up a scam on that one. The mortgage-backed securities, some of these properties inside this country, ladies and gentlemen, have been sold up to 20 times to the tune of $1 quadrillion in debt that they created. $1 quadrillion? And then what did we do? We promptly turned around, genuflected, said thank you, and oh, by the way, we're going to help you out. We're going to bail you out because you're too big to fail.
A pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
The primary objective of the cartel, the banking cartel, was to involve the federal government as an agent for shifting the inevitable losses from the owners of those banks to the taxpayers. Now, and the game begins here when the Federal Reserve System allows commercial banks to create checkbook money out of nothing. The banks derive profit from the easy money, not by spending it, but by lending to others and collecting the interest. When such a loan is placed on the bank's books, it's shown as an asset because it's earning interest and presumably someday will be paid back. And at the same time, an equal entry is made on the liability side of that ledger. That's because the newly created checkbook money now in circulation, and most of it will end up in other banks, which will return the canceled checks to the issuing bank for payment. Now, individuals may also bring some of the checkbook money back to the bank and request cash. The issuing bank, therefore, has the potential money payout liability equal to the amount of the loan asset. Well, when the borrower can't repay the money, including the federal government, folks, there are no assets which can be taken to compensate. This is all debt. The bank must write off that loan as a loss. However, since most of the money originally was carried out of nothing and cost the bank nothing except bookkeeping overhead, there's little of tangible value that's actually lost. It's primarily a bookkeeping entry. But when it comes down to, oh, well, we need help, we need a bailout. Yes, give us billions of dollars. And oh, by the way, make those little taxpaying suckers, put them on the hook for it. But it's a wonder we have lasted this long. But here we go again, without them declaring a depression. Remember, folks, the games that they played here by telling us, oh, well, this is a recession. You know, it's going to take a while to recover from this banking crisis. Not the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by humankind. No, let's not call it what it is. Let's call it a banking crisis. And are we in recession or are we not? Are we going to go back into recession, folks? By every measurable standard, this country is in worse financial shape than it was in the darkest days of the Great Depression, 1932, 1933. That's when they had the greatest amount of unemployment at 25%. Well over 35% now. And here's a little twist. Back in 1929, the public debt wasn't that great. Now it's $152 trillion. Do you think they're going to have a little jubilee? Do you think that the bankers are going to go, oh, you know, we've made our trillions. You know, just forget all that debt. No, they will part and parcel and sell this country off to any buyer that's out there. And I suspect that's what's been done with a lot of the 600 million acres with all the riches that is on that desert land in the southwest and in the west of the United States.
You know, John, I see signs, and he mentioned it, I see signs in Iowa, California, and now Bundy was talking about Nevada. They are seeking water rights across the country. That's what I'm observing.
Yeah, I've heard that, that they're buying up anything they can on water, and that's going to be the next controlling factor in society.
I mean, my friend in California, they want them all to register their wells, and
that's right.
Ultimately they want to meter them
to tax.
And they're trying to get them in a contract, and I've been advising her not to sign one, so they can obtain all of the information about that quote asset of theirs that went with the land, and they want to separate the water rights from the land rights. That's what's happening to my friend in California.
Land, water rights or water use. They tried this up in Michigan, 25 years ago. The state actually threatened the people living in Michigan that they needed to start metering their wells so people can be taxed on that water. And if you don't do it voluntarily through the state, the federal government's going to mandate that you do it. Now, I've got to ask one simple question. When did the United States government get into the rainmaking business? When did they get in the business of making soil or water or air? What stake do they have to proclaim that for its usage, it doesn't belong to you, even though you paid through the nose for it? It belongs to us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, departments are now operating within the de facto status and name only under that emergency war powers. With a new constitutional republican form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as democracy, being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established by transferring and or placing the office of the Treasury of the Secretary to that of the governor of the International Monetary Fund. And as you said, Al, Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R. 13955, reads in part, "The U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States." Now, you know, the wonderful whiz-bang guys that decided to set up this banking cabal. Folks, if you don't know the history, and if it's been a long time since you've read Creature from Jekyll Island, they're relatively inexpensive. Brand new copies can still be bought for less than $20. Buy it. Understand what they have done, how they have flipped an entire government, how they have run this country into astronomical, unrepayable debt, and basically dissolved the whole damn thing. And you understand now why your politicians are repeating this term more often, along with the talking heads and the paid-off media? Democracy, democracy, democracy. Not a republic. We don't want you to have a shred of thought about the connection between your Constitution and the republic and the laws for which it stands. We're too busy subjugating, rolling over, killing, confiscating, taxing, regulating. When Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail talking about the government and overstepping and overregulating, the people that he was talking to had just a minuscule glimpse of what he was talking about. They do not understand how deep this deep state is and how any president that gets in office, CEO, that is the chief executive officer for the United States, the bankrupted corporation of America. And if you do not believe anything that I have just told you, quit being so damned lazy. Go out and research it yourself and prove it to yourself. It might give you a little stiffened spine, maybe a little energy, maybe a reason to engage. I want you to think about something, folks. While you're bemoaning the fact that, well, you don't have much money for Christmas, or you don't have this, or you don't have that, think about Ammon Bundy sitting in a maximum security prison in lockdown and in solitary. Nothing to do but stare at four walls for somebody that stood up. Are you afraid it might happen to you? It's going to happen to you whether you want it or not. So you might as well stand up and be counted rather than sitting down and being a little serf with your tail between your legs licking your master's boots. Enough of this.
There's another point I'd like to bring forward, and that is your deed of trust. Most Americans don't realize that when you buy a home, you're usually not granted the mineral rights, the water rights, or any other thing that's in the land itself. You just get possession of the house, and that's it. That's another way we've been hoodwinked.
Well,
in this country.
You know, a lot of people don't even believe. You heard Ammon Bundy talking about it. The feds told him that, you know, you're out here initially protesting on this road. Well, you don't own this road. We own the road. Oh, you own the earth underneath of it, so get off of our road. Excuse me? Ralph in California. Hello, Ralph.
Hi, how you doing? It's a pleasure talking to all three of you. I have a question that I brought up before with Al's show. In the process, my mortgage got sold to another company. And what ownership do they have on that deed? Or the mortgage, I guess the mortgage. And then as well, when I signed my name, I signed it with the UCC 1-308.
Yeah.
So do they still have... Do I still need to pay on the first, on the new mortgage company? Is it just continue on, or do I say, well, where's the contract between me and you?
Well,
how does that work?
You still have your note and your mortgage, correct? A copy?
Yeah, I still have from the old. Now it's got switched to the new, so now we've got to start paying.
Okay, but go back and look at the old and read everything, and that's what I had to do. We were going to buy a property, and I've said this on air, and at closing, it said right on the front page that all property rights would be assigned to the lender. I was going to assign all property rights to the lender. And my husband caught that, so he started leafing through it to see where it said, once the note was paid off, the mortgage was paid off, we get all property rights back, and he couldn't find it. So he asked the closing clerk, and she couldn't find it either. But she said, oh, I'm sure it's there. So we took it home, and that's what I would suggest you do, because you may have authorized this transaction without reading it. In just take it home, read everything on that document, on both the promissory note and the mortgage, and you signed it. That is what they're going to hold you to. They may have slipped that in, permission to reassign it, and you may have already authorized it.
Okay, so they can, if it's in there, they'll still have to pay. I was just wondering, just like if you paid off the debt, a debt collector, and it's, well, there's no bearing there, but in this case, a different story.
Yeah, when I challenged them, they quoted a statute for Ohio, and they said, well, they have to give you, when you pay it off, they have to give you all property rights back, and they cited a statute. So when I looked her in the face and I said to her, which is superior, the contract right here that I've signed or the statute? And she blushed, and the truth be known, that contract is superior to any statute that's passed because you agreed, you consented, you committed yourself to that contract. And what we did is we rescinded the contract and canceled the sale.
Now, what they will try to convince you is that these mortgages are transferable. It doesn't matter that another institution picked up your mortgage or the debt on that property. They'll just tell you, oh, no, these are transferable. What invalidates a contract right out of the chute, there are parties that sign contracts. Did your contract, Al, did it have the signature of the bank on it?
No, it did not. And that's called an adhesion contract. And that's that's called a take it or leave it agreement, you know?
And if you take it, you're bound by its tenants.
You're bound by it if you take it. If you say, okay, I'll take it, I want the house signed, I'm not going to look at the details, well, then I would have been bound by it. And basically, I would have given all property rights to them and signed up for the debt without getting the property rights.
Imagine this one, Ralph. Imagine that we had a public bank, and the federal government made funds available to loan to people at a fee. Of course, you got to keep the people that do the processing. They've got to buy groceries. They need a roof over their head. Okay, but we have a public bank that is funded by the government. What is put up against your loan from that bank, let's just call it for a fee, it doesn't bear the compounding interest for 30 years on a mortgage, then in fact, your $200,000 or $300,000 house, you might have to pay back $325,000 or maybe $350,000 over that period of 30 years as a fee. But once you do that, that property is yours. You're able to pay it off because you're not going to have gargantuan upfront loaded mortgages that you don't even touch the principal for I don't God knows how many years into that contract.
Right.
That in fact, mm-hmm. you could end up owning that house in, say, 12, 13, 15 years.
Exactly. Well, the question is then on the contract, isn't the contract binded by two living beings? Flesh and blood.
No, you're thinking about a regular contract. Al just explained the adhesion contract.
Well, under the adhesion, so that's what I'm saying. I'm bringing that up,
yeah.
Even though I heard her say that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
All right. Ralph, yeah. I thank you for your call, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, well, I think Al hit it on the head when she raised tenants in common. I mean, that tells you your ownership position.
It does, doesn't it? How about I assign all property rights to the lender on the front page? Didn't that impress you? I was impressed.
I'm impressed too, yes.
So you're giving your property rights against property that's really not any rights attached to, or none that you can touch.
Yeah, and you know what they even added? Any improvements that I was going to make or new buildings or anything, I was going to give that all to them too. Isn't that a sweet deal?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of nice little slaves that do that every day.
Guys, Am I beating a dead horse here by constantly repeating that the first thing that needs to be done in this country before anything else is to throw this fiat banking system out on its ear?
Yes.
That's the first remedy, yeah.
Okay, so it's not building a wall. It's not talking to Carrier or Ford about, you know, keeping manufacturing here. The first agenda on the table, first and foremost, should be canceling this contract, which I've never seen the contract, but canceling this permission slip for the private bankers to continue to operate inside this country.
And you know what he could use if he was really gutsy and wasn't afraid of being killed? He could use the permanent state of national emergency to do it.
Oh, I don't think they'd really enjoy that being flipped back on them.
You know, even with the United States, there has to be a valid consideration between the United States and the Federal Reserve. There is no valid consideration. We merely get worthless notes in exchange for us, the people, paying a debt with their labor. Usually it was first with the gold and the silver. Now it's just plain labor that passes over, and we get nothing in return. It's an unconscionable contract.
It is. It truly is.
Andy,
and the people don't know anything about it, which is even sadder. So we keep signing these agreements. Most people would have signed that mortgage that my husband caught to my attention, and I thanked him profusely. They would have said, oh, and most lawyers at a closing table would have said, oh, that's fine. That's just standard.
Yeah.
Well, what is the first thing? What is the first thing that the realtor does once you sign the paperwork? The first stop, the first thing that they do is they go running off to the county to register that deed. And into the system it goes. Therein, the state is now in control. They are the final arbiter. You are the payee. And you will abide by these rules. Oh, and don't ever get cocky here. Don't think that once you've paid off your house and you've waited through years of upfront loaded mortgage, don't think for a second that once you retire that debt, working most of your productive life to pay for the privilege of these people loaning you a few shekels, in which, by the way, when a mortgage is created, a bank does not put up a damn dime. Understand this, folks.
That's true. That's so true.
Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. This is a flipping great show tonight. I mean, you guys have really covered a lot. I really feel for the Bundys and the other folks up there in California, in Oregon and whatnot. But this is just a steady thing going on here in this nation where we're just losing our rights left and right. They sold us out in 1933. I can't even believe that, but I have to because it's the actual truth. And the thing is that I really want to know what a solution is. I'm doing what I can to stay out of the bank's business, and but I get this fiat currency for these little labor jobs I do and whatnot. And it's annoying to me that I am virtually powerless. And, you know, everybody tells me, well, use your vote. Well, we just found out that the votes are rigged. So,
No. Andy, understand, it's not that the vote's rigged. Hillary, in her boisterous criminality, thought that they put enough fix in there. She spent well over $1 billion in her ad campaign and never bothered to even stop and really talk to the people. And evidently, from the crowds that I've seen that attended her rallies, they didn't want to talk to her. This has all been fabricated. I am the Great Oz. I am in control. I am the one that is most fit to be president of the United States. But when you cast a vote for no matter what candidate, you're not casting a vote for somebody that is going to be representing your interest. And you need to really understand this. That you're
well,
not...
I've,
yeah.
I've never actually believed my vote counted in any way, shape, or form in the first place, because I mean, like they've been saying, it's a selection, it's not an election, and that's how we've gotten so far down the rabbit hole that we have gotten, is because only people they want in there get in there. You know, aside from maybe a couple of people like John F. Kennedy, they figure, well, we can control him. He did win the popular, you know, he was the most popular person out there. But we can't control him. I think the same thing is going to happen with Donald Trump. But I also think a lot of people are taking a big sigh of relief because Donald Trump got in there, because yep. they think he's the savior to all of our problems. And I think the problems begin with Trump. Well, not his problems, but the problems that we have, that we have to overcome. There's a new set of problems we have to overcome. They begin when Trump gets in.
Well, and as I've said repeatedly, Andy, that even if Donald Trump does do some of the things he was talking about, building the wall, you know, redoing these trade deals, bringing companies back into the United States, getting them off that 35% corporate tax, 15%, give them incentive to reinvest, hire people back on a living wage so people can get on with their lives. This is the entire matrix. This is the entire system that has been created. And even if he returns the schools to the states where they rightfully belong, even if he does a lot of these things and never touches the Federal Reserve or these damn bankers, nothing is going to change. He's going to buy a little time. I've got to run, Andy. I got loaded phones. I've got to go. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike. We only have about 9 minutes left in the broadcast, and I've got loaded phones, so I'm going to ask you to be succinct and brief and to the point.
Quick as I can. I hope all the bureaucrats that are monitoring this look have a deep pit in their stomach, realizing their children don't have a future if they continue on their ways. My question was, can we the people contract the Constitution over the Administrative Procedures Act?
Well, right now, currently, everything is suspended except for the Commerce Clause, and that's what the government is running under. The yes. laws today are under the Commerce Clause and not in agreement with the Constitution.
That's why when you first heard about the Affordable Care Act and how they were going to go about passing this, that's why they first mentioned, mistakenly so, that they were going to do this under the Commerce Clauses of the United States. And then somebody, okay, well, let's do a fooly on the people here. Let's put this in front of the United States Supreme Court. What did they turn around and do? Oh, well, it's the United States Congress. They have the right to lay and collect taxes, and this is just a tax, so it's therefore legal.
Okay, so then I'll be real fast. My opinion then, from after all of this 90 minutes of the probably the best show you've ever done, John, tells me in my gut that the second shot heard around the world is the only solution, and I hate to say that.
Well, and as I said, you know, we're still exercising the soapbox. They have not taken the Internet away yet. They have not come out publicly and said that there were a terrorist organization, or at least we're supporting terrorism, and therefore you should be shut down. We continue to try the jury box. Every once in a while we'll get a jury that goes, wait a minute, I read a little bit on jury rights and all of that stuff, and you know what? We're not going to allow this to continue. There are some battles out there. The war is not won, but there are some limited battles that are won. The jury box, you take any of this into a federal court, and if it deals with the federal government, that's where it has to go. It can't go into a state court, anyplace else, unless you do this by way of lawsuit. But there is that cartridge box, and that is the absolute last resort, because once you reach that stage, there's no turning back. There's no, oh, you know what, it's all a big mistake, I'm going to go home and have dinner. No.
Right.
It starts.
No, thank you, all three of you. Great show. Move on to your next caller, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just have to say one thing. There is a remedy, and that remedy is to take the people of the United States out of debt. We're debtors. We have to bring lawful money back and bring wealth back to the American people. That brings law back in.
People,
and we get out of regulatory law.
Hey, Ron, people are always asking for the solution, but the problem is unfathomable to them. Because how exactly do we do this? How do we force them to do this?
Well, the thing is we need a leader like Donald Trump. I think he sees the problem here. He apparently knows the difference between notes that are not backed except by labor and actual lawful money. I heard him talk about lawful money, and that is the point. He's not going to attack the Federal Reserve right off, but he has to get the people in place and become very powerful to do that.
All right. Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm gonna be as succinct as possible, and I'm probably going to anger everybody who's listening at this time. But I'm going to let it out here. First of all, the Bundys and people of their ilk that are, you know, the faith is fine, and I have no qualms against people of faith. But, I mean, were they so naive to think that just because they had the word of rule of law on their side that a criminal organization was going to abide by it?
No, they never thought that. That's why they kept doing what they were doing, Bruce.
So they sacrificed themselves or what? I mean,
well,
did they confer with J. Bruce Campbell? He could have informed them what the hell was going to happen beforehand.
This is not a matter of what's going to happen. It's going to happen to all of us. They were making a stand not only in their own behalf, but yours as well. Are you going to admonish all the heroes that we have had
in our... I'm not admonishing them.
Listen,
but I got no tears for people who just walk into the fire without firing back.
Thank you for your call, Bruce. I don't think he really gets it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You know, if somebody were to tell me that, John, you're going to be doing something like this for 25 years and there's going to be a lot of things you're not going to be able to do, my job is not finished. I've been doing this for 25 years. There's no retirement for me. There is no retirement package, and I'm damn lucky to be able to pay bills on a day-to-day basis. I'm not doing this. If I use that same logic that you just used, well, didn't you know that you were going to be broke for the next 25 years of your life? Didn't you know that you're going to catch all kinds of crap? Don't you? Let me just say one other thing. What the hell was that guy's name? Bruce. Bruce, shame on you. Because what you have just done is minimized anybody that stood for freedom and liberty and stood for your scraggly little ass. Don't you think that they knew what was going to happen? You heard it. I suggest you go back to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Listen to again to the words of Ammon Bundy. They did this to garner support and recognition. They had representatives from five different states that came out there that were going to take this back to their own state and start this fight for the redemption of their own states and the people and the lands within their own state borders. How the hell did you think this is going to happen? If Ammon Bundy said, well, you know, I'll give a speech or two and well, to hell with it. They're fighting for you. God.
It's called personal integrity. You know, it's either you do the right thing or you do the wrong thing. And they decided to do the right thing.
It's cost people dearly their lives. There have lives that have been lost. Did Lavoie Finicum in his faith in God, did he say that, hey, you know, I'm just going to put on a big show and when the heat gets too much, I'm going to go back home? He's now dead.
Yeah.
One of the... I wished I had him as a brother or a father or a relative or at least, for God's sakes, a neighbor. I would have loved to have known. I would have been honored to personally know that man. Oh, God. Some people don't get it. And when the time comes, there's going to be a lot of them who will put up a farcical fight. And when the heat gets too much, they're going to pack up, duck, and leave their fellow Americans high and dry.
You know, he did warn you.
Yes, he did. That's the one honest thing that the man said. Folks, I know it's around Christmas time, but we do need support for this network to continue our work. We're by no means even close. This window has to remain open. The information has to keep flowing. Please, go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, make a donation, one that's going to help. We need to continue the fight. Thank you. Skip that damn break. Guys, I appreciate you. This was a little different program that we've done today, Ron. A little different.
Yeah, I agree. It's you're getting at the roots of the problems, and that's a rare for any radio show, I believe, to go there.
Well, they'll scare the hell out of you with all the damaging stuff and how scared you should be and the power it's being wielded. Al Whitney, thank you so much. Your program is on Saturdays, what time?
8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central.
And we're going to do, and thanks to you, we're going to do a reading of the Christmas Carol on Christmas Eve from, what is that, 7 to 10, or I'm sorry, 6 to 9 Central Time?
Yes.
The complete reading of that wonderful book without commercial interruption. And we'll also have it posted on our website. Thank you all for being here, folks. Support us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.